In establishing the natural state, by far the most important thing is to release. Release means letting go and not interfering. The easiest way to begin to get a sense of releasing is to do the lying down practices. There are three different practices associated with this. There's two lying down postures, lying down with form and lying down without form. And then there's the practice called dropping the weight, which is done from the starting place of lying down without form. So we're going to begin with lying down with form. So begin by sitting on the floor with your knees up in front of you, your hands loosely resting on your knees. And now gently tuck your tail under and drop your chin to your chest. And very slowly begin to unroll your back down onto the floor. The image here is like taking a rolled up piece of paper and flattening it down onto the floor without creases. So slowly roll down your lower back, trying to move gradually, bit by bit. If you need to support yourself with your hands on your knees or thighs, or even to put your elbows on the ground, that's fine. And certainly do not do anything that causes you any pain. Roll the lower back down, and as you begin to get to the beginning of your rib cage, wrap your arms around your body and roll gently side to side so that you open up the space between your shoulder blades. Continue to unroll your back and move your hands to the back of your head, gently stretching your chin towards your chest so that you lengthen the back of your neck as you continue to roll down onto the ground. Your head is going to come to rest on a towel which is folded to support the back of your head in such a way that your head doesn't tip back too much and also the chin is not pressed in against the throat. Bring your feet a little bit closer to your buttocks and put them about a foot to 18 inches apart so that you feel like your knees are not going to lose balance. And then place your hands on your body, your lower rib cage or on your abdomen, with your elbows a little out to the side. This is the position for lying with form. You can feel that your whole body has a slightly rounded feeling, as if it's kind of like a ball. At the same time, your back, of course, is flat against the floor, and you want to gently, through letting go, through releasing, allow the back to flatten against the floor. Do not, under any circumstance, try to flatten the back by making an effort. It's fine to do that briefly, but you don't want to try to hold your back down. This is a letting go. Now, from this position, we can do three little stretching exercises to help your body open up and release more fully into the ground. The first thing you can do is to bring, let's say, your left knee towards your chest. Take hold of the left knee and pull it gently with your hands towards your shoulder. Feel the stretch in your hip joint and in your lower back. Let go of those tight muscles as much as you can. While holding your knee up, stretch your right leg out until it's lying flat on the floor. As you straighten the leg, be aware if there's any tendency for your lower back to arch, to lift off the floor, or to have any pain. So if there's any pain, don't continue, but instead find a cushion to put under your knee so that the leg won't lie all the way flat, but is supported a bit. If this is comfortable, however, let the leg extend all the way out and feel that you've now got a double stretch. One hip stretching one way and the other hip stretching the other way. Take a few moments to let go into this. Now, when you're ready, you can imagine a thread pulling up on the knee of the right leg. let the knee be pulled by the image so that it floats up into the air, lower leg relaxed, and then let your foot come back down onto the ground so that the knee has returned, the leg has returned to its previous position. Now imagine the foot of the left leg becoming very, very heavy, like it's made of lead. When you really feel that heaviness, let go of your left knee and let the foot fall, boom, onto the ground, a sort of heavy thud. Don't stamp it down, but just let it fall. Feel the stability and solidity of the connection with the ground. And notice any differences you feel between the two sides of your body. Now we can do the other leg. So you can do the same thing of imagining a thread on the knee, pulling the knee up until the leg almost feels like it's going to move by itself. Let that right leg come up towards your shoulder. Reach out and grasp it with your hands and pull it gently towards the shoulder, feeling that stretch in the right hip and low back. Then slide the left leg out away from you. Again, being careful to watch for any arching in the low back and to support your leg with a cushion if necessary. Stretch the left leg out all the way and feel the double stretch in the two sides of your body. As you let go into that stretch, feel the release. And then again, imagine a thread pulling that left knee up. Let the left leg gently and effortlessly float back into its previous position and settle the foot comfortably on the ground. Now imagine the right foot becoming heavy. And then drop the right leg so that the foot goes boom into the ground. So now you can feel both legs solidly settled and well connected into the ground. The low back should now feel pretty nice and flat, effortlessly sinking into the ground. Now you can bring your hands up and put them behind the back of your neck. Slide them up to the base of your skull. Lifting slightly, allowing the head to tip forwards a little bit. As you stretch gently the back of your neck, you lengthen it out. And as the hands slide up the back of the head rests back down on the towel. Be sure that the neck feels comfortable, that your head is not tipped back and is not tucked too much forwards. Now finally, bring your arms up and extend them so that they're pointing up towards the sky. Leaving your elbows straight, gently begin to take your arms back up over your head so that they begin to settle down towards the floor above your head. As you do this, pay careful attention to the middle of your back and don't let the back begin to arch off the floor. Stop just about at the point where you start to feel such a lift and leaving your back firmly on the floor, gently allow the arms to sink back further, stretching out the muscles in the front of the chest and shoulder, letting go of those muscles. When you've gone as far as that, as far with that as you can, then begin to spread your arms apart and let them come out to the sides, just a little bit above the floor. Rotate both palms until they're facing towards the space up above your head. This rotates the shoulder blades so that they tuck under the body. Continue the arms coming down to the sides until they form about a 60-degree angle with your body. Then let them rest and feel the openness through the front of your body. Then gently bring the fingers up to point towards the sky while leaving your elbows in place. And then streamline the hands down towards your body so that the heel of your hands touches your body first, and then the rest of the hand unfolds to lay flat. At this point, you should feel nice and broad across the upper parts of your arms, the armpit area. Both the front and back of your upper body should feel wide. The back of the neck is long. The lower back is effortlessly flat. And focus on that sense of the whole of your back, the whole of your body, sinking deep back down into the earth. And as it sinks, becomes longer and wider, like cookie dough in the oven, spreading out, releasing. So there are these three directions that are all opening up at the same time. Back down into the earth, long from head to tail, and wide as your ribcage spreads out on the ground. You can also, if there's any pain in your back, you can also put your lower legs up on a chair, which is very useful if there's problems with your back. So from this position, you can get up by very easily and gently rolling onto your side, coming up to sitting, and then making your way up to standing and spending a couple of moments just noticing how standing feels once you have let go this thoroughly. You could also continue this by going on to lying down without a form and practicing the drop weight exercise.